And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you all.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in a place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited, and the host who has invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you and says, "My friend, come up to a higher position," you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who had invited him, "When you host a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or brothers, your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For the past couple of weeks, I've been digressing from the Gospel. And 2 weeks ago, I tried to explain why I think so many people are not coming to Mass today. Last week, I tried to explore the changing role of priesthood. And let me try to wrap all of that up today. The church, as you and I have known it, is disintegrating before our eyes. In the United States, Mass attendance is now down to about 26%. In Europe, it's about 10%. In once Catholic Ireland, Mass attendance is now 12%. Across the board, all of the sacrament numbers are down. Baptisms, confirmations, weddings. We're even finding now a dramatic drop in funerals as children of once faithful, loyal Catholic parents opt instead to either have no service or a service at the funeral home. In the neighboring Diocese of Pittsburgh, Bishop Zubik announced this past week that almost 50% of the parishes are bankrupt. They can't pay their bills. In Germany, the Bishops' Conference just did away with parishes because there are no people to staff them and to maintain them. In France and Germany, there are no longer any funeral masses. Instead, they have a group of lay people, much as we have Eucharistic ministers, and they do a prayer service instead of a funeral mass. And it is a declining number who come forward for it. Something has to change. But change is everywhere around us. The earth beneath us is shaking and changing constantly. In 1900, the largest cohort in the workforce in America were farmers. Today, less than 4% of the workforce are farmers, and yet we're producing more food than we ever produced before. Look at the technological age in which we live. Changes are happening so fast, we simply can't keep up with them. Carl Jung, the great psychiatrist, said shortly before he died in the early 1960s that the human psyche has 50 to 75 years left because people are abandoning the belief systems and the images which gave coherence and meaning to life, which may explain in part some of the mass murders which we continue to see in our nation. Now, as frightening as his prediction is, equally frightening is a church which hangs on to images and signs and symbols that don't speak to the modern age. where are your children? They're not here, and they're not bad people. In fact, my interacting with them gives me the impression that they are some of the most morally righteous people I've ever encountered in my life. And yet this system isn't speaking to them. How can we deprive them of images and a belief system that will help them give meaning and coherence to some of the absurdity of the life that they will have to face? Is celibacy, for example, a valid enough sign of the kingdom of God that it calls young men to priesthood? Obviously not. In our college seminary in the Diocese of Erie this year, we have two men, two. When I was there, there were 100 of us. That means that in simply a few years, we're no longer going to be ordaining any new priests for this diocese. When Jesus ascended to the Father, he left the apostles shaking in their boots. They had followed this man, and now he leaves them alone. But because their faith was deep enough, they were good, loyal, faithful Jews. They abandoned all of those symbols, those images, that belief system, and embraced something new. And because of that, they found eternal life. Whenever I confront something that frightens me, I remember the words that God spoke to his people in the book of Sirach, written about 100 years before the birth of Christ. Words that are spoken to you and I today, when he said, I created you, I have called you by name, and you are mine. Even if you walk through raging waters, you will not drown. If you step on burning coals, you will not be harmed. You are precious in my sight, and I love you. Be not afraid. Amen.